El plebiscito. María, ¿con quién vamos a hablar?
Vamos a hablar con Jim McGovern. Él es congresista demócrata, es congresista por Massachusetts desde el 1996. Asistió a la firma de la paz como parte de la comitiva norteamericana y hace parte de esos 63 congresistas que firmaron esta carta dirigida al presidente Santos apoyando el proceso de paz. Mariana, por favor, saludemos al congresista McGovern y preguntémosle cómo vio la firma y desde el Congreso, ¿cuál creen que es el mayor reto que enfrenta Colombia en caso de que el sí gane el domingo?
Congressman, welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be with you.
You were here during the signing of the peace deal. How did you see this event? And in case that Colombians voted on a yes on Sunday, what do you think are the major challenges that we will face?
Well, first of all, I felt privileged to be there for the signing of the peace agreement. And I want to commend everyone who was involved in achieving that agreement. And President Santos deserves a great deal of credit, and members of his government, as well as those in the FARC who saw that there was no other option other than peace, and a lot of human rights defenders and members of civil society deserve credit. So I hope that on Sunday that the vote in favor of the peace agreement will be strong. But look, the hard work, of course, is the implementation of the agreement. And I support President Obama's package of funding. I wish it were more, and I will fight for more. But I support what he's proposed, especially for reintegration of former combatants, reconciliation, and rural and community-based development. And I'm also proud of the commitment by the United States on cleaning up landmines. It is important for the international community to step up to the plate and provide the necessary resources so that this peace agreement can be implemented fully.
El congresista se siente privilegiado de haber asistido a la firma del acuerdo de paz. Felicita de paso a los negociadores del gobierno y de las FARC por haber logrado este histórico acuerdo. Y bueno, respecto a los retos, dice que los Estados Unidos va a estar apoyando a Colombia. Él apoya al presidente Obama con el paquete que le ha ofrecido a Colombia para implementar el acuerdo de paz. Ojalá hubiera sido más, dice él, va a presionar para que se nos dé más dinero para implementarlo. Pero en este momento está orgulloso de que su país esté detrás del acuerdo de paz.
Rescato eso que él dice, que va a luchar porque incluso sean más los fondos destinados a Colombia, y le pregunto cómo van los que ya se pidieron, porque sabemos que 390 millones al parecer ya están aprobados, pero el presidente Santos y Obama, ambos presidentes, pidieron más. ¿Cómo va ese paquete de ayuda en el Congreso?
Congressman, according to what you just said, that you were going to push for more in terms of assistance for Colombia and its implementation of the peace deal, we know that we already have around $390 million, but both President Obama and President Santos have asked for more. How is that request going? What's the status of that further request?
Well, I think a lot of our commitment is going to be determined by the next administration. President Obama is only president through January, and so it's going to be important for the next president, I hope it's Hillary Clinton, to continue that support and to build on that support. And again, because implementation of these peace accords are vital. I mean, signing a peace agreement is important, but more important is the implementation of what you signed.
Más importante que la firma del proceso de paz es la implementación de lo que se llegó a acordar en esas negociaciones. Y él piensa que ese compromiso que tiene el país depende también de quién salga como presidente en estas elecciones que se vienen en noviembre. Él espera que sea Hillary Clinton, pero hay que esperar a que esta nueva administración llegue para saber cómo va ese paquete.
El senador Marco Rubio le pidió hoy al presidente Barack Obama que no se saque a las FARC del grupo de terroristas hasta que no demuestren que dejaron de serlo y que ya no trafican con drogas. ¿Qué opina él de esta petición de Marco Rubio al presidente Obama?
Congressman, Marco Rubio today pleaded with President Obama not to remove the FARC from the terrorist list until they have ceased violent activities and until they have ceased to traffic with drugs. What are your thoughts on that request?
Well, I think that we ought to be working closely with the Colombian government and civil society in Colombia, to determine how we deal with the FARC in the future. Look, what has been achieved so far is a peace agreement. But we need to make sure that all sides do what they say they're going to do, that it's implemented. And, you know, I continue to worry about, some of the activities of the FARC. And again, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, this is not done until they do what they're supposed to do. And similarly, the government needs to do what it's supposed to do. I just should say that I am concerned about protection issues. And I'm very concerned and I'm worried about what appears to be an escalation in murders and assaults of human rights defenders and community-based leaders, you know, especially campesinos, women, Afro-Colombian and indigenous leaders. And I think, you know, the Colombia is losing the very people who are key to the successful peace building and development efforts on the local level. So, you know, I think what our focus needs to be right now is on making sure that the resources are there for the implementation and that everybody keeps their word.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you.
Happy to be with you. Thanks.
En este momento, María, ellos se enfocan más bien en asegurarse de que ambas partes van a cumplir con lo que se acordó en el acuerdo firmado este pasado lunes. Se preocupa bastante por la situación de seguridad pública, no solamente por lo que puede pasar con las FARC después de que se desarmen o después de que se firme el acuerdo, sino también con estas violaciones de derechos humanos que se han dado en contra de las comunidades afro y indígenas también.